reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When a large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke to them in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear. Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see and hear but not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I've said several times before that I think today's parable is the most important one Jesus ever gave us, because it explains not only how we respond to the word of God that he proclaims, but also how we respond in faith to every seed he seeks to plant within us. And this morning, like every morning, is a time for us to take a soil sample of the soil of our heart and our soul, of our receptivity to God's action in our lives. It gives four types of soil which are still very prevalent. The first is that hardened soil by the wayside. The seed can't penetrate it. Because it can't penetrate it, the devil easily comes and snatches away what God has planted that had the power to save that person and had the power through that person's receptivity of saving the world, but it couldn't penetrate. What is that hardened soil? It's stubbornness. That stubbornness comes from two main sources. First source is sin. When we're inveterate sinners, we fail to open ourselves up to God. But then the second type of stubbornness is routine. We've gone through the motions so many times that we no longer have that openness to God. And it is a cancer that afflicts even daily mass goers who have heard these words so many times that it becomes same old, same old. And God can't change them that day because they hear without listening. What's that bridge between Jesus' parable and the explanation of it all about? So that they may be known through parables, so that they may look and not see, but hear and not understand. Jesus isn't trying to confuse us. He wants us to understand. He wants us to see. But when we're confronted with something in the Word of God that we don't understand, that's the great litmus test for us about what type of soil we have. Are we able to just say to each other, oh, I really didn't understand that, but who cares? I don't really need that word to grow in my life. Or do we start overturning every stone possible in order to try to find an explanation for what the Lord was saying? Just like that passage I just said, they may look but not see and hear but understand. Would we be able to just go throughout life without understanding why Jesus would have said that? It's a sign of the type of soil that we have. The second type of soil Jesus refers to is that rocky soil. As I've mentioned before, underneath the thin layer of dirt in the Holy Land, there was a layer of limestone almost throughout most of the country of Palestine. And so the seeds would go just a few inches. They would sprout up very fast. But when the sun would come up, it would scorch those seeds for lack of roots. And Jesus explains who they are. When they hear, they receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only temporarily and fall away in time of temptation. There are many of us like that. We hear a word, consoles us, we begin to act on it, we smile, but then we forget about it over the course of the day. It doesn't really have much of an impact in our life because we don't allow it to have an impact. What do we need to do? We need to pray that seed down. We need to meditate on it. That word for meditation is a beautiful one in Latin. Meditatio comes from the word that described the rumination of animals. Don't know if you've grown up on farms. Cows, for example, have a ruminating sac, an organ we don't have, that takes the hay, brings it down into that sac where the enzymes start working on it, and then they basically sort of spit it up again into their mouth so that they're able to chew it and digest it a little bit more, and then it goes back down in the ruminating sac, up and down, up and down, up and down, till the whole thing more or less is digested. Meditation is the way we take that seed of the word that comes on, and then we take small little pieces up and we start to digest it and ask what it means and apply it. Then we bring it down and up and down and up and down and up until we're able to suck the marrow out of every part of that word. That's the way it's able to go beyond just the rocky, superficial layer of our hearing. That's the way it's capable of making a huge impact. When at each of those stages, we're not only asking what the word means, but we're asking how this word has the power to save me. This type of soil is very common, especially the younger we are. We listen to learn something. And when we learn something, we're very happy. But we don't listen to have it really become practical, to change our lives. That's what prayer on these words and application to our life and to our behavior does. The third type of soil is that thorny soil. The soil could be good, but there's other things there that grow up simultaneous with the soil and start to hog the nutrients and start to grow up together, twist and choke the seed of the Word of God. And Jesus describes what those thorns are. We would anticipate the thorns would be sins. Jesus didn't describe sins, though sins would clearly choke the word of God. But he said anxieties, the riches, and the pleasures of life. In other words, the things that worry us and the other things that can compete for our affection. The things that worry us, it's pretty obvious. If we came in here and we had just received yesterday afternoon a diagnosis that we had 2 weeks to live, it would be hard for us to pay attention to the Word of God today because we're distracted about that. Same thing if a loved one had received such a diagnosis. We'd be preoccupied. Rather than listening to what the Lord would say, we would want to be doing all the talking. Help, 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 help. It's true. Same thing if we're really worried this morning and thinking about, oh, I can't wait to have a big omelet for breakfast. If we're thinking about those types of worldly pleasures, it's going to choke the seed of the Word of God. Which is why when we come, we need to ask the Lord to take away our anxieties, not by eliminating them or erasing them, but by entrusting them to Him because He has the ability to solve them, and then to ask Him for the grace to make Him our biggest pleasure of all. Because when we do that, then we'll listen anew. But the good soil, the soil that the Lord Jesus wants us to have, he describes as soil that's fruitful, who embrace the word with a good and generous heart and bear fruit perseveringly. We don't bear fruit automatically from the word of God. You see it in the way that it impacts our life long term. St. Matthew's version of the same parable, he talks about 30, 60, or 100-fold fruit. Those were big sacred numbers for the Jews. But we could simplify it. This isn't exactly what Jesus meant, but We could see if we're bearing fruit if we ask this question: does this word, is it going to change me in 30, 60, or 100 ways? Will it lead to 30, 60, or 100 deeds based on this word? That's where we begin to look. Jesus isn't just saying, bear some fruit. Okay, I thought about it later on in the day. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about abundant fruit. Once we start to do that, then everything changes. Pope Benedict, in his beautiful apostolic exhortation in the Word of God and the Life and the Mission of the Church, which came out last November, he talked about those who have good soil. Those are the ones who are living commentaries of the Word of God, because they've taken that seed in and then borne fruit so much that they show us what the Word of God looks like. He says those are the saints. And today we celebrate a great one, St. Robert Bellarmine, who died in 1621. He was a doctor of the church. He was a cardinal. He was one of the greatest teachers in the church in response to the Protestant Reformation, teaching the real truth of the faith when it was being challenged because of corruption in the church. St. Robert Bellarmine was one who received the word of God from the time he was a little boy with great fruit, and he was always studying the word of God, studying the languages so that he'd be able to understand the word of God even better, and then constantly conscious of how his life was stacking up against that word that he had heard. Because he had received that seed so deeply, he became an incredibly fruitful tree, that just like with any tree in an apple orchard, for example, you start with that seed, and then it bears abundant fruit. And then the seeds that those apples contain are able to be planted elsewhere and start new trees. And that's the type of life that St. Robert Bellarmine lived, re-energizing the Jesuits, helping the entire church respond with faith, respond with holiness after centuries full of scandals. Each of us has the possibility of being a tree just like that. But it begins with how we hear the word of God, what type of soil of receptivity we have, and how we respond. Today on this Saturday, we remember the one with the greatest soil of all, a soil that never had a weed because she never allowed a weed to grow, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who heard the word of God so attentively that that word was able to take on her flesh and dwell among us. As we prepare to receive that word made flesh, we ask her and St. Robert Bellarmine to help us to receive the seed of Christ incarnate with the same love with which Mary received him in her womb, so that just as she gave birth and gave her son to the Magi, to the shepherds, to the whole world, we may as well.